Good morning. It is Sunday, Resurrection Day, the Lord's Day, June the 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. You know, on Sundays, we've started doing these podcast recordings as an effort to just help us to get ready for meeting together in the house of the Lord, right? I was glad when they said unto me, and you say, let us go into the house of the Lord. That's where we're headed together, to be built together like living stones into a spiritual house for the declaration of the glory of God. So let's spend a few minutes this morning warming up our souls, enlivening our spirits, inviting the Holy Spirit to come in and wake us up. We are on these Sundays working our way through the Psalms, all 150. It'll take us about 3 years. We're being led by Timothy and Julie Tennant, who have done extensive and extraordinary work to really craft a psalter that we can sing the Psalms with. And so we're going to sing today Psalm 11 at the end in a metrical format. Say a little more about that as we get closer. First off, we're going to read Psalm 11 just in the normal New International Version format. Then we'll read a meditation that comes from Dr. Timothy Tennant. And then we'll sing. Are you ready? Hear the word now from Psalm Chapter 11. In the Lord I take refuge. How then can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bows. They set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne. He observes everyone on earth. His eyes examine them. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, he hates with a passion. On the wicked he will rain fiery coals and burning sulfur. A scorching wind will be their lot. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see his face. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. This is from Dr. Timothy Tennant. Psalm 11, like Psalm 10, draws us into the inner thought life of the wicked. The psalmist is feeling under siege at every turn. The voice of fear tells him to flee like a bird, verse 1, to a place of safety, because the very foundations are being destroyed, verse 3. The psalm pictures the eye of the wicked aiming his bow and arrows from the shadows to shoot the upright in heart, verse 2. The downfall of the righteous seems so inevitable that the wicked declare, what can the righteous do? Verse 3. Perhaps like the psalmist, you feel under siege, and that the very foundations of faith and faithfulness are collapsing on every side. You feel like fleeing like a bird to the mountains. If we're honest, we sometimes long for a gospel that is not a stumbling block, offensive to the world, and implausible to the rational-minded. However, the alternative is a gospel that is easy, sentimental, and devoid of power. This psalm acts as a wake-up call. Psalm 11 powerfully reminds us that despite whatever difficulty we're facing, quote, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne. Verse 4. We must never forget that God is the sovereign Lord over the world. He is the Lord over human history. Just as verse 2 pictures the eyes of the wicked aiming arrows at us, verses 4 and 5 reminds us that the eyes of God see the wicked. He examines them, and his eyes also examine the righteous. He will expose the propaganda of this world. The psalm calls us to look beyond the present circumstances and see the final outcome of the wicked. Although in the present they make loud boasts and proudly declare that they are on the right side of history, we know, in fact, that God, at the return of Christ, will judge and overthrow the wicked, and he will vindicate those who have put their faith and trust in him. The Jewish singers of this psalm would remember that he did it in Noah's day, and again with Abraham at Sodom and Gomorrah, and by judging Egypt and the seven nations under Moses and Joshua. God has given us ample instances where he intervenes to set things right. The throne of God is the great, immovable fact of human history. The resurrection of Christ is God's great reminder that he is in charge of human history. Though in the present, our circumstances may cloud our vision, we need to remain faithful, knowing that, in the end, we will, quote, see his face. It's verse 7. Now, today, we're going to sing Psalm 11 with our Seedbed Psalter. I'm going to sing it in the hymn tune called Morning Song. I think we used that one last week as well. But it's memorable. It's kind of easy to get the hang of. If you ever want to go here, there's a website that has all 150 psalms, all the songs for each one, and they're actually played on piano by Julie Tennant. You can see the music. Actually, the music, you can see it. You can read music. You can hear the hymn. You can sing along, seeing the psalm right there. It's a massive, masterful piece of work. Took years to do this. But we're going to do Psalm 11 and sing together. The words have gotten placed there in your email if you want to look along. In God the Lord I take refuge, how can you say to me, look how the wicked bend their bow, now to your mountain flee. Their arrow is upon the string with righteous ones in view. When all foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy place. The Lord is on his throne. His eyes do see and he does test all those whom he does own. The Lord examines righteous ones and tests the wicked too. He hates all those who love violence, and this is what he'll do. He'll rain down coals of fire that will all wickedness burn up. Fire, brimstone, burning wind will be the portion of their cup. For God the Lord is righteous, and he loves true righteousness. The upright will behold his face, and in his presence rest. Amen. You know, this is new. I understand this is not new. This is actually very old, but it's new for most or many of us, at least. We've never really sung the Psalms. A lot of the church now, I mean, the church has always sung the Psalms all the way going back to the Old Testament. In the time of Jesus, Jesus would have sung the Psalms. The monks, you know, they chant the Psalms. There's lots of ways to do it. This particular way is, you know, pretty old way of doing it. It's a metrical Psalter. And, you know, it works with hymn tunes. And that's kind of the approach we're taking. But it takes a little bit of getting used to. As I've said before, it's an acquired taste. You know, we don't immediately sort of get the warm, fuzzy feelings that a lot of the new songs, the spiritual songs that are coming out all the time and we're singing in church, those are good. Also, we don't really get the sort of nostalgic, you know, deep memory connection to the hymns that we've kind of grown up singing. This is new. And I want to encourage you to stay with it. This is super important. It's super faithful. We want to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. This is what it takes to establish over time a well-formed, well-furnished soul. And these psalms, as I've said, the word means songs. They were not really written to be read and recited. They were written to be sung. The Bible just didn't give us a soundtrack. So throughout history, the church has devised various ways of singing them. So thank you for going this way with us. I can promise you it will be a blessing. It already is, and in time, even more so. It's going to be a good Sunday. Just encourage you to continue to keep your attention on the Lord. You know, Sunday gets to be such a habit, right? We go to church. COVID's taken a big swing at that. We go to church a lot less since COVID. But we don't realize, I think, how can we, what really is going on when the people of God assemble. It's the most supernatural thing in the world. And yet it can become just so rote and routine and ordinary. But the image bearers of God are coming together to host together the glorious presence of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in that rarefied air, anything is possible. That's the place where the mountains bow down and the seas roar at the sound of His name. That's the place where we speak to the mountains and say, be moved from here to there in Jesus' name. Where we call on heaven for help. And where we sing our great hymns together. Where we hear the Word of God read and preached. Church is a miracle. We need to recover our sense of wonder about it. So we're ready to go. I'm going to not send you to the field today. We're going to send you to the house of God. And that's where I'll see you. I'll see you at the house for the awakening. And for Tim and Julie Tennant, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.